I've got all the hits for you right after this news break on VOA 1.
I'm Dave DeForest reporting. U.S. President Barack Obama is in London for talks with British Prime Minister David Cameron. The American leader arrived in the British capital after attending the Gulf Cooperation Council summit in Saudi Arabia. Talks with Mr. Cameron will focus on countering terrorism, the refugee crisis in Europe, and the global economy. Some controversy erupted over the visit due to reports that Mr. Obama may use his visit to publicly support Britain staying in the European Union. British voters will decide the issue in a June referendum. The three Republican U.S. presidential candidates tried to woo party officials Thursday at an oceanside resort in Florida. They hope to shape the rules that will govern the July convention that chooses the party's candidate. Frontrunner Donald Trump says he expects to have a majority of convention delegates by the time the nominating contests end in early June, but numerous U.S. political analysts say a contested convention fight over the nomination is a distinct possibility. American pop singer Prince has died at the age of 57. Officials in his home state of Minnesota say deputies found him unresponsive in an elevator after they were summoned to his suburban compound. He was pronounced dead after their attempts to revive him failed. A rights group says Egyptian security forces tortured a group of 20 people, eight of them children. Human Rights Watch said Wednesday the torture happened in February after the subjects were arrested in the city of Alexandria. According to the information gathered by HRW from relatives and lawyers, authorities used torture to force people to confess to crimes or give the names of other suspects. This is VOA News. Deputy National Security Advisor Ben Rhodes says the U.S. is concerned about reports that Russia is moving more military equipment and personnel back to Syria. He said it would be best to focus on bolstering the diplomatic process. Meanwhile, NATO chief Jens Stoltenberg told an audience in Turkey Thursday that the Syrian ceasefire is under strain, but that it still represents the nation's best chances at peace. The death toll from an explosion at a chemical plant in southeastern Mexico stands at 13 Thursday. 18 people are missing. Another 136 people were hurt in the blast Wednesday. The cause of the explosion is not known. At least two people were killed Thursday in Rio de Janeiro, Brazil, when a new bike path collapsed. City officials say a third person was thought to be missing after a giant wave knocked the elevated path into the sea. The accident on the Team Maya bike path was the latest in a series of problems besetting preparations for the August Olympic Games. The incident came just hours after the Olympic flame was lit in Greece and began a 15-week journey to Rio. Australia says it is building up its capacity to thwart cybercrime. Phil Mercer reports.
Prime Minister Malcolm Turnbull says defences need to be boosted against foreign hackers because of what he called the unprecedented scale and reach of malicious cyber activity. To help in this effort, the Prime Minister is seeking closer collaboration between the government and businesses and appointing a special ambassador to coordinate efforts with foreign governments. Australia has also admitted that it has the capacity to respond to threats by launching cyber attacks of its own. Phil Mercer, Sydney.
On Friday, world leaders will take action at the United Nations to try to slow the effects of climate change and fix some of its damage. More than 60 presidents and prime ministers, as well as dozens of other top officials from more than 130 countries, will gather in New York to sign the climate change agreement reached in Paris in December. A Norwegian law firm says it has filed a lawsuit with an Oslo court to allow American leaker Edward Snowden to travel to Norway for an award ceremony without fear of extradition back to the United States. Snowden is a former U.S. intelligence contractor who leaked U.S. government documents. Under the U.S. Espionage Act, Snowden faces charges in the U.S. that could land him in prison for up to 30 years. Norwegian Penn has invited Snowden to receive the Osietski Prize for 2016. The group plans to give him the award because of what they called his contribution to defend freedom of expression. In Washington, I'm Dave DeForest.
That's the latest world news from VOA.